Welcome to This Is Our Earth podcast. I am Sylvia Puentes, and I invite you to these amazing conversations that explore the wonder and magic of connecting with our beautiful planet. Inspired by El Lugar, the Place, originally a book by Gary Douglas, and now being actualized on our earth as we speak. What can we each be that would create a sustainable living earth? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of This Is Our Earth. And I am chuckling and laughing already before we begin, because my guest tonight or today is Dr. Andrew Gardella. Now, the name sounds so official and serious, but he's nothing like that. And that's part of why I invited him to the show. Although he has, you know, he's a chiropractor, he's also a certified facilitator of Access Consciousness, he's a three-day body facilitator, and he's just a gift to the world for the irreverence, the joy, and the humor that he be. So I have the joy of having him next to me, so I can see all his grins and smiles and chuckles, as you guys can maybe hear some. But Andrew, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And it's so funny, because I just, you know, said to Andrew, I was like, we can talk about so many things. You know, with this podcast being This Is Our Earth, it's like, what are you choosing to be and do on the planet that is contributing to actually a sustainable future? And oftentimes we don't acknowledge the things that we're doing and being that actually create to that. So with Andrew, I thought we'd have a different conversation. I know we could talk about everything you've done with bodies and all the magic you create there, but there's another magic that you be, and that is the humor, sarcasm, and joy that you be. Have you always been that way? Have you always had that humor?
I think so. I always found things funny that other people didn't find funny. And I think the more I had it, like, you know, it's like when you have fun with things, it kind of just grows, or like you find something and you're just like, I like it. And then it just adds to it, you know, because it's like word plays and puns and stuff were always something that was fun to me. And then it's like, especially with Access, it seems to like exponentialize in a way. Yeah. And you know, you lose your, like, you get rid over your judgments of self, so it like comes out more, you know. Where I'm just like, I don't care, I think it's funny, fuck you if you don't. Can I swear?
Yeah,
on this?
I think, okay, so.
You think so, oops. Sorry.
But that's actually one of the things, the puns, and so you don't, I mean, I know that whenever I'm around you, and whatever I say, it's all game. Like, there'll be something I'll say, and you just run with it. And for me, I guess I take things lightly as well, so I can chuckle about it, and maybe that's the ease of it all. But
it's more fun for the people that don't take it lightly, because you get to see them, like, super upset and significant. How could you ever say that to me? I can't believe it. You're like, you do realize it doesn't matter.
Like, so what would you say, you know, because oftentimes, and especially as a chiropractor, it's like, oh, your doctor, like, that's serious stuff.
Well, I think to other people, to me, I was like, that was one of the things I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. People listen to me all serious all of a sudden. They're like, you're a doctor, I got to take you seriously. I'm like, oh, this is way, you're giving me way too much power here. Because I'll just be like, they're like, should I? I'm like, sure, you should take that. Yeah, it sounds great.
And as you're saying that, as a chiropractor and a body worker, what is it about humor and that kind of, I don't know, go around that's a gift to changing things, would you say?
Well, I think, you know, when, like, Gary talks about what changes the earth more, like, laughter changes the earth more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And it's even the same with bodies. There's, like, a lot of people that I've read stories about people that, you know, they have like terminal diagnoses or something, where even medical professionals don't want to take, like, they'll say, you're just dead or whatever. And they're like, well, I have this time, so I'm just going to do what I enjoy. You know, when they started watching comedy movies and things that made them laugh and doing things that made them laugh, and all of a sudden their body healed. So it's, you know, laughter and humor have this effect of where it's actually can heal and change things for you. But when you have a fixed point of view, usually it's like, that's where you can't laugh either.
Right.
And so that's something I realized, you know, with the more I do things where I can't laugh, when I get really upset about things, I'm like, oh, I have a point of view. All right, how can I have fun with this?
And it's interesting. We just, you know, had a over an hour drive, and in that drive, there was a lot of laughter and play. And I can perceive my body. It's almost like I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like it tenses up to the laughter and then there's a release. Like it just feels more relaxed. Like
Well, yeah, because you like when you're laughing and when you have humor and like actually laughing, not the I'm laughing, but I'm really crying on the inside.
what does that sound like?
You know that or the people that are like but it's like they're laughing but their face doesn't know it
Yes.
or the rest of their body so they're not really laughing but it's like you know it's like a release and so I think I learned the other thing is too it's easier like Gary talks about, you know, when there's difficult people in your life, you can either use tears to manipulate them, or you can use laughter. And I learned, like growing up and stuff, I was like, oh, laughter is like, for me, it was like, I can do it. Because I remember there's one time my dad was like, we were on family vacation, and my dad took me and my two siblings at the time. So there's three young kids in the boat. And we're like in Wisconsin on a river or something. And he's like driving us around on a little boat, right? And we're like three kids and he's, I don't know how old, he's like 30 something. So it's like, I can only imagine his pain. And we're like, we're hungry. We're done. You know, we've been out in the sun. And he like went into this part of the river that's more wetland area. So it was like the boat was getting stuck and like, you know, I'm like, oh, we're all like already, we're like, oh, great. And then we're going to be stuck here. And he's like, you know what? Be quiet. You know, if you keep talking, I'm going to turn this boat around so fast. And I was like, I didn't know this boat went that fast. Because it was like so slow, you know, it wasn't like we're zipping around in a speedboat. And so it just like broke him, you know, because it's like you're just like a, and you know, and it's like Gary told the story, like he was up, like, he was upset with his wife or something, and he talked to his son. He's like, "Son, pack your bags. We're leaving." And his son looked at him and goes, "I don't have any bags." But it's like, and I was like, "Oh, it's so much." You're like,
So would you say your entire family has this humor, or were
"Oh,
you
no,
the
no, 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 no." I think it's just me.
No, one of the things that I there's, you know, you actually have a class coming up on significance, but there's a story that I have. So we're out at the Lazy Double D Ranch out here in Texas, and I have a horse here, and Andrew and I have gone out riding, and there was one day when I went to get off my very big horse, and I went and kind of, you know, slid down, but then I fell. At least that's how I said it. But there was something you were being in that moment, Andrew, where, you know, you kind of chuckled a little, but where I was waiting for that significance of I fell off the horse. What did you say
I
to
was
me?
like, I don't even know what I said. I was just kind of like, what just happened?
But his face, I mean, you were like the serious face, like, you didn't fall. Like,
You literally were getting off the horse, and then the horse moved a little bit. So instead of dismounting perfectly, you kind of like dominoed it. You kind of like hit your feet, and then you tilted over for some reason, which was really funny to watch because I watched it in slow motion. You're like, so it's like you didn't really like. I was like, falling off a horse consists of being on the horse and falling off. You were already getting off the horse.
So the
It
reason I
was a
share,
less than graceful dismount. We can say that.
but what I love about this is it's almost like life, right? Like your life might not suck, but then you go to do something where you're waiting a reaction or you're hoping someone comes to your rescue. And then when you don't have someone come to your rescue, you're like, oh, like.
Yeah, I guess I was supposed to in that moment come over and help you up and make sure you're okay. And I was just like,
Do you need an adjustment? Like,
nope.
do you need some cream? Like, you okay? And then
No,
later checking on me
you were like,
again.
oh, I think my hip's broken. I'm like, you literally fell all of 6 inches. Your hip is not broken. You're like,
So
oh, but it's bruised. I think I'm gonna have a bruise. I'm like, okay.
the reason I love this story is because I kid you not. I mean, I could feel some shift in my body, but by the end of the day, I didn't feel a single pain other than I saw this bruise on my arm going, oh, that's right, I fell. But I wonder the impact that having significance and the seriousness about any issue in your life, what that actually creates. And when you
Well,
don't
you
have that,
know,
what does that
like what we
change?
talk about with all of access, it's point
Yeah.
of view creates your reality. So you keep saying you fell. I was just like, You didn't fall. You just didn't land properly. It's not that big a deal. The ground caught you and meant to sweep you off your feet, you know?
Right. So, wow. So the words we actually use to tell a story or what happened end up creating.
Well, because you're already like telling people, "Oh, I fell off a horse." So they go into the picture of someone falling off a horse when really you were already getting off. It wasn't like you were galloping through the field and you fell off a horse.
Nope.
So you give them like, you know, and that's where it's like we limit the amount of information that's actually available to like give all this significance and everything, you know, to add this story and create this picture in your head. Because when you say, "I fell off a horse when I was trying to get off," it's like the horse was being crazy and everything, and the horse just stood still, and you were taking literally 5 minutes to get off the horse, and she just moved a little bit. She's like, "Get off."
Wow. So this makes me also look at how significant we get around the planet and the earth and everything we're choosing to make significance. Like, you know, the earth is dying, or you know, what pe how we react that actually doesn't create more for the earth.
Well, but you said it right there. It's reactionary. It's not, and you're not looking at, okay, point of view creates my reality. One, did you ask the earth, does it need saving? Because this is where it's like we decide all of these things rather than looking at what, rather going from a different point of view of, okay, what actually is going on here? Or, oh, earth, what are you telling us? And, oh, what do you actually require?
Which is so very different. And so this part about significance and then finding the humor or the joke of things, or what else can you say? Because I mentioned earlier, you have a class coming up that I thought was just a fantastic title. For those of you that don't know, both my parents are from Mexico, so I come from the real dramatic,
It's very significant your upbringing, and you've
very
overcome it so far. You're now at the cusp of upper middle class from
poverty.
low middle class poverty in Mexico. You're living the American Mexican
That's
dream.
right. So it's this ongoing joke of the drama telenovela, you know, for us Latin people. But you have a call coming up. And what's the title of
How to get the significance you really want to have.
it? So when you first read that title, I was like, whoa, wait. How to get the significance
You really want to have.
you really want to have. You know, it's in it in the story of me and the horse actually is perfect, because it's like I want it. I mean,
You really
without
wanted the
I
significance of
did, and I still
falling.
tell the story like I fell off the horse, and that's still tied to the significance I'd like to have.
Well, any story you tell is significant.
Oh, say more.
Well, the point, you know, what we talk about is in Access, there's 10 commandments, and one of them is do not lie, do not buy, tell. Or do not listen to, buy, or tell the story. Because why? They're stories. They're not actually what's going on. It's not, you know, you weren't asking, like when you quote unquote fell off, when you dismounted gracefully and the ground caught you. Like, okay, so what was that? You know, because choice creates, and especially on this consciousness journey, every choice you make, everything that you know, quote unquote, occurs or happens to you. It doesn't just happen. It's like there's some choice you made that creates that. But you didn't go to, oh, this is interesting. What was this horse showing me? What did I choose that created this? What wasn't I willing to be aware of here? You went to,
Dios
I fell,
mío.
I've fallen and I can't get up. And all the king's horses and all the king's men can never put me back together again.
Andrew, help.
Oh, I should have called you Humpty Dumpty there. Oh, that would have been so perfect. Why? This is, see, this is the real struggle. This is the significant piece for me. It's like I've gotten better at like having those things at the moment, you know, but there's still moments after the fact. I'm like, why did I not see that then? I have a good chuckle to myself, but it would have just been, oh, so good in those moments. So good.
I would have denied it all.
I know. You wouldn't even tell the story
No.
anymore. See? And that's exactly the point. If I went, okay, Humpty Dumpty, let's go. You would have been like, you would have been so mad at me, but you would have been
Wow.
so done with it. You would have been like, you would have probably like, all of a sudden she was horizontal. She would be vertical in the next second. Call me Humpty Dumpty again, Andrew.
Wow. So really this sense of, you know, what we're actually seeking or asking for with the stories that we're telling are actually creating the life we're living.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And you know, when you look at, that's the same thing when you look at, okay, this is our earth. Well, what stories are we telling about the earth?
Yeah.
Because it's, there's like so many things where, you know, a lot of the work we do with bodies and everything else, we have all these amazing energetic processes, right?
Yes.
You know, we have dancing, energetic synthesis of communion calls and classes. We have like the Symphony of Possibilities class and all these different things. And what we found with any of these things, when we do the verbal clearings or the hands-on processes, spaces actually energetically change.
Yeah.
But we're not actually looking at using that for the whole earth or like our land, you know, in the same way. No one approaches that. You
Right.
know, well, we're very few, but it's like, and they have all these methods and the means and the significance of like, oh, this way is better. You know, oh, we're using organic things. Okay, well, you
I'm
know,
recycling.
we're recycling, which is like, again, it's like, I'm not against recycling or any of these things, but you're not looking, like my whole thing was always like asking. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, you ask the earth what's required, and your point of view creates your reality. You're like, okay, I'm recycling because this is the good thing to do, and this is the right thing to do, and this is saving the planet. It's like, well, how much superiority is in that?
Wow.
It's like, and it's just, you know, and that's where it's like, okay, well, does that point of view actually contribute to the earth like thriving more, or does it actually, is it actually detrimental?
Right.
Because
Wow.
science talks, you know, and we know in excess is like the molecules actually respond to your request. But when you're looking at saving things or the earth or like recycling as a way of preventing harm, well, that's not the same thing as, you know, like I said, with you falling off the horse, if you just looked at, oh, what's the awareness here? It would be totally different than I fell.
Right. Wow. So to actually ask a question in the moment in any situation, in our example with the horse, dismounting the horse, I could actually have an awareness, a different awareness or information of how to be when I dismount, perhaps, or whatever that might have
It
been.
could have been something totally different too. I
Wow.
mean, I know like if we're going on the horse thing, there was like one time when I was in chiropractic school, I found a like a studio apartment that was on like a horse ranch. So like the stable area, they had part stables and then they had apartments on one half, like the co like they covered the stables, but then there was apartment building. So I had a studio like apartment. And so there's, and they would let the horses roam around. And so, you know, I was relatively new in access, but I was like, I was, they were, I remember they were talking about demanding change. It's like, well, you just like, you know what, no matter what, whatever this is, like enough, like whatever it takes to change this, I'm having it. I don't like whatever. And I remember, and then I was walking out and they had the horses at liberty and they had like a colt, which is like a yearling, like, or you know, around there, and I was like, oh, cute horse, like, let me. So the horse was petting it, and then it looked at me, and it just stepped right on my foot, like,
Wow.
you know, it's like it knew what it was doing, and it did it anyways, and it like, what, you know how like it? I was like, mother, I was like, ah. Because it just like went right over. And it wasn't like a, oh, I stepped on your foot. Ooh, let me move it. No. This was, let me roll over it and then roll back. I was like, you know, at least in the moment, I horse. I'm like, but I learned this tool. Oh, what's right about this? I'm not kidding. So I was like, okay, what's right about this? I'm not kidding. Oh, that hurts. I'm like, okay, everything that is pock and pot. What's right about this? I'm not kidding. Fucking pod, it really, and my foot's throbbing. And I'm like, okay, what's right about this? I'm not kidding. Fucking pod. I'm like, oh, it's throbbing less. Okay, ooh, maybe this is working. Okay,
Interesting.
what's right about this? And I'm kidding. And then I went, so I did that like 10 times or something. I don't know how many times it actually was,
And for those of
but
you, real quick, Andrew
oh.
just repeated pock and pod. And if you don't know what pock and pod means, it's a short version for the clearing statement that we use in Access Consciousness. And you can find that at theclearingstatement.com, more information. But yes, go on.
So and I did that, you know, I started looking at it from a different point of view, because one of the things we talk about is like your point of view creates your reality. Well, if you look at it from a different point of view, then you can change your reality. So the question of, oh, what's right about this? I'm not getting, because obviously it was wrong. The horse purposely stepped on my foot, and I don't know what I did to it, but it was in the wrong. And I'm like, okay, so what's right about this? I'm not getting. I started looking at, and then all of a sudden it clinked in my brain. I was like, well, just the other day I was making all these demands, and all these demands were kind of like me standing up for myself and putting my foot down and like, this is the line, you know, like where I'm like, no, this isn't acceptable to me. Mm-hmm. And what did the horse do? It stepped right on my foot. Like all these other people are stepping right on my toes. Wow. And I went,
wow.
Oh, and then I was like, so that got, and I was like, oh my gosh, was the horse actually looking to contribute awareness and energy to this changing for me? And I went, oh yes. And all of a sudden my foot stopped throbbing. And like the next day there was nothing was black and blue. There was like, you know, no issues or whatever, but I could go in the story and tell you how this horse stomped on my foot. It stomped. No, it didn't step on it. No, it stomped. Notice how the story keeps getting exacerbated.
Yes.
But that wasn't actually what was true. And what was actually going on was this horse was looking to contribute to me, and the universe was looking to contribute to me and get it to the way, which was the fastest way possible, which was horse stepping on my foot to get me more awareness.
Wow. So if we actually looked at everything that showed up in our lives as a contribution to us having more information, more awareness, more of what, wow, like you saying that, like it actually contributed to you, but you would have never got that if you would have never asked the question.
No.
You would have stayed in the story. Wow. And
if I made it significant.
Right. Never. You would still be
like,
in
motherfucking
it.
Horse stepping.
You'd be
on my...
hating horses. Maybe
someone
never
really doesn't
be on
like
a ranch.
Swearing because I keep swearing in this episode. I'm sorry, whoever you are. My bad. It's not going to stop probably unless you get... Never mind.
Consciousness includes everything.
Yep. But and you know, that was, I don't, how much time do we have? Do we have to, do you have a...
No, we can go as long as we want. Sometimes they run
Okay. I didn't know if we were set on the 20 minute thing. But that was really what I wanted to be, like how I figured out I wanted to be an access consciousness facilitator. Because I came to my first foundation, like I was already excited about it just from like hearing Dane on the radio. I was like, I need to do this. Why? I don't know. But I was like, yes. And then I went to the class and I watched the facilitator push people's buttons. And I was like, sign me up. Wait, I can push people's buttons and I can step on lines and things and be a proverbial line stepper and have people pay me for it. Where have you been all my life? How has it taken me 25 years to find out my calling? Because this is it.
I'll have to share my significant story of finding Access. Someone introduced me to Access. They had a book and a video of the Access bars. But the book was The Joy of Embodiment. And the old copy on the back cover was more than half the back of the cover, a picture of Dr. Dane here.
Just
you can
naked
look
with
him
the
up.
Leaf.
Yes, naked with the leaf. I'm all, sure, consciousness, yeah. He's coming to town, sure, I'll go.
Perfect. You know, that cover has gotten more people than anything else, I think. Like, and Dane didn't know. Do you know the story behind that? Oh, they took a pic. They had this picture of Dane. And then they have the name of the book's Embodiment, by the way.
Thank you.
But they had this book, and Gary, they didn't know which picture to put of Dane on the back cover. And Gary said, put this one up. And they didn't tell Dane. So then Dane found out, and he was like,
he's and like, literally, he is completely naked. I think everybody noticed he's wearing a Rolex.
He has a Rolex and
a large green leaf covering.
Yes, a palm leaf.
A palm leaf covering his front parts.
Yeah.
But you see enough of his body that you're invited to come.
Yeah, it's embodiment. He's giving you almost the whole show with a Rolex. So obviously he
And it's a beautiful story, actually, because I think that class or wherever he was at that picture was taken was, are you willing to get naked? But they meant vulnerability.
Yeah, he took it another way. Hey, you know,
literally,
physically, you know, I'm sure people weren't complaining. So
no.
That's one way to get to vulnerability, I guess, or at least attempt to.
And the reason I shared that as well is because, like, I mean, we all have these, I don't know, I want to say reasons and justifications for why we choose things, but they're no more significant than the other. It's just what invited you to
Yeah,
it.
But I mean, if that's what it, but you were asking for change in your life, you know? So if you seeing a good looking guy pretty much naked gets you to consciousness, great. That's like what leads you to change, you know? It's like, it doesn't like, it's not significant, it's
No.
just the thing. But when you tend to make those things significant, then you get stuck on it.
Right. And interesting, because for you, it was what you were looking for, like that freedom, perhaps, of like, oh my gosh, I get to be me.
Well, yeah, and
Yeah.
that's what, because I was in chiropractic school and it was not, I was like, shoot me now.
Yeah.
Actually,
It...
shoot me before I decide to come down this thing, because
And
why?
that was actually the gift of meeting Dr. Dane here, and that's HEER for those of you that want to look him up. But when I met him and saw him on stage facilitating, I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding. It's okay to be that bonkers. Like, he was bonkers. He was everywhere. Bounce right,
He
left,
still
up
is
and down.
bonkers.
He is. But what I could perceive, and I didn't know it at the time, is that he wasn't judging him. He was
Yeah.
okay with it. And that gave me the space, like, oh, I can be okay with being
Yeah.
all of me and not having to apologize for not making
And I've
sense.
always been off the walls. And when I heard
Yeah.
him, I was like, oh,
Yes.
yes. And then I went to the class and I was like, I found out about, I was like, wait,
Yes.
this button pushing, this like, you know, we like to say it's autistic Tourette's, where I'm like, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't. I said the one thing that sets them off for years. Dear God, why, Andrew? Why? We have to go now. Me and you are gonna go have a conversation. We're gonna go put this back in the box, you know, because it's like you're not supposed to say that to people. And my parents failed at getting me that. I'm
Actually,
like,
mine did as well.
but I'm just like, you know, with that, I'm like, people, you can't have a really big red button that says, don't push, I'll get angry. And it's just like flashing and it's neon lights and all. You know, it's like when people have something that's upsetting them, it's like kangaroo balls, as Gary says. It's the biggest thing. Like, and it's drawing your attention to it. And they're like trying to hide it, but that just draws more attention to it. And it's like, how can I? I'm like, just look away. Just don't say anything. Be like,
So my question here is like, wow, what's going to contribute to a sustainable planet, you know, thousands of years from now? Us hiding who we truly be, us looking for the perfection, making things significant, or actually willing to laugh about yourself, willing to see the jokes and the silliness of the stories we tell that we're buying so true and real. And I'm so grateful for that. I think I take myself much less seriously now than I did 10 years ago. As I
Yeah.
was a kindergarten teacher and took myself very seriously.
Well, you got to take yourself seriously when you work with kids that
That's
young.
right.
Otherwise, there will be no control.
So, Andrew, thank you so much. Thank you for being out of control, out of definition, out of form, structure, as we say, because that is an invitation to continue to, yeah, have way more, be way more of you. And this class that you have coming up, when is it?
March 29 through 31st. It's
Awesome.
3 1-hour calls.
So if you're willing to have, I don't know, a space of irreverence and joy that may invite you to step out of significance, or at least enjoy the what you are choosing, or add way more, like there's no right or wrong, I invite you to
Yeah,
look
I
up.
mean, the point is you can have the significance you really want to have.
Yeah.
Like, and so many people don't get that. It's like, well, if you just embraced it and had fun with it,
Wow.
you know, if you started really saying, I fell off this horse and it was the most horrible day ever, and I was actually having a horrible day before it, and then I fell.
And Andrew
And
didn't
I
pick me
fell
up.
in a mud puddle and there was no prince to catch me. And then I was all muddy and my clothes got ruined and I just bought new clothes and it's like
Was
my
me.
whole year has been ruined by this horse. And it did it on purpose. And I had no control over it.
Wow, okay, next time I tell the story, I'm gonna add all of that
You
and
know,
more.
it would be funny
It
because
would.
you wouldn't take it seriously. And
No, I
whoever was
couldn't.
listening, like if they took it seriously, you would just start laughing
I
at
would.
them.
Wow. And that's an invitation to more consciousness, like the invitation to not take things so seriously and enjoy it if you
Well, you
are.
know, like we said, consciousness includes
Includes
everything and
everything.
judges nothing. It's, you know, so if you included the significance you really would like to have,
Wow.
and instead of judging it, and instead of judging you for wanting it but not wanting it, you
That's
know, you would
everything,
have,
romance,
yeah, of
all of it,
course. Like, if you
pain.
want the significance of romance, go for it. But, you know, because it's actually your judgments of those things that keep them away.
Wow. So Thank you. Thank you so much for all of that. And thank you all that have stayed with us to the very end. And hopefully this has been a contribution to you. And I know.
Oh, and if you want to find out more information about my telecall and everything, you can do andrewgardella.com. And I think it's /significance. But if you just go to andrewgardella.com, you can get to the call information.
Awesome. So check it out. And what would it take to have just way more ease with everything? And what contribution would that be to the planet? And if you also would like to hear more about this incredible resort that's being built in Costa Rica, El Lugar, that this is inspiring all of these podcasts with different people and what they're choosing to be and do that creates more consciousness on the planet, check it out. And that's El Lugar. So that's ELLUGAR.com. So thank you all for joining us on this episode of This Is Our Earth. Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to inspire new actions and conversations that empower us all to know that we are the ones creating the future. If you'd like a way to contribute to our podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen. And for information about El Lugar, visit el-lugar.com. Thank you.